So I've come to a realization that your pet stories are absolutely boring as hell to everybody except for you, okay? That's why I have pets and you have pets, and when I hear about your pet stories, I'm not like, you know what? I'm taking my doggy to the pound because that's adorable. What did he do? You don't hear me like calling up my friends like, so we have these fishies, and some of them are at the bottom of the tank, and then some are at the top with the bubbles, and they swim sort of, but some look kind of like they're tired. But then we got 10 fishes, and then there's 10 now, but like there were 10 for $10, and they're so cute. Oh, you should see these fishies. No, bitch! I don't want to hear about your fish! Seriously, if I wanted to hear about your fish, I wouldn't need my own fish. If your pets were really that entertaining to everybody else in the world, you wouldn't need your own pets because you could just listen to like endless stories about Muffins is so cute. He does this little thing like he scratches with his paw, and then when he looks for his food, because he has a little bone of his own. Dude, people's pets. I just came to the realization that everybody thinks that their pets and their babies. Baby stories are even worse because you can't really say, fuck you, bitch, I don't want to hear about your baby. I mean, it is a person. So you kind of have to be sensitive and just nod and say, wow, that's amazing. Wow, I'm sure he's cute. Even though to me, he looks like a bald alien caterpillar in a crib. He's amazing to you. Anyways, pet stories. I don't know. What do you guys think? Post your answers in an iTunes podcast review at iTunes.com/jbigga. And we did get fishes. Do you guys want to hear about them? They're so amazing. What else is going on? Oh, haters. Wow. It's amazing because like at first when I started music, I just did it for fun, and now it's like I kind of make my whole living from doing music. And when you kind of, I guess, go from like being just making music sometimes and you're part-time to like full-time or whatever, like just doing music all the time. Because I guess it gets a lot more attention. I had no idea that so many people like would go out of their way to like post stuff and like send messages. It's like it's amazing. I wonder if they really think that it bothers me. Like, I wake up, I make a song, I, post a few bulletins on the internet, and then I go drink a fucking margarita and kick back in the sand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my job. I'm not gonna stop because somebody wants to post, you are a fag on my YouTube channel. But it's amazing, like, the lengths that people go to try and cut you down. Like, I never realized that that would happen. But I mean, anyways, I never thought that I would get to this point with music. And I just want to say thank you to all you guys. Thank you for subscribing to my podcasts and downloading my songs on iTunes. I love you, muchos. What else is going on? Oh, June 1st, you guys. June 1st. Run from the Bugs, my brand new album, 12 songs, is going up on iTunes on the 1st of the month. That's only 20 days from today. And it's going to be $7.99. You get 12 songs for basically half price. Everybody go download it on June 1st. And I'm going to post a couple bulletins and also like Twitter it and stuff and put it up on my Facebook on that day. So at 11:59 I'm going to be going nuts, so be prepared. Maybe turn your phone on vibrate if you have school the next day or whatever. But anyways, I love you guys so much. And yeah, okay, about the pet stories, like chill on those because oh, this is totally true. And like I know this at the end of the thing, but have you ever heard of the dog ratio? Okay, here's the dog ratio. If you like meet somebody on the internet and their default picture is a dog, chances are the pictures of them aren't going to be much better. And also, like, let's say they have 10 pictures up, but 8 of them are of animals like dogs or cats. You might really want to consider like actually getting a real bona fide photo of them before you ever, well, I don't know, if you care what they look like. That's the dog ratio. 8 dogs to 1 human.